an initiative, the 100 Cities a Month Club, also dubbed Kitwa Biarenswa, will be launched by the trustees of the National Cathedral on August 12, 2021, to give as many Ghanaians as possible the opportunity to be part of the history to build the National Cathedral.
Thank you all. Thanks to everyone who is making this a very special our day, not just for my son, but for everybody in his school.
Well, on Ghana Connect tonight, contributing to build the National Cathedral, the trustees backed by government have asked for Ghanaians to contribute 100 cedis a month to build. That appeal for funds has divided opinion, so will you donate? But by the way, why have you all reacted so positively in giving so willingly to little Oswald so he can enjoy his our day? I wonder, what does this outpouring of love and giving teach us about the struggle to raise funds for the National Cathedral that has been on the cards for at least 4 years and counting? But yet, one boy's brilliant letter to the mom can stir up the giving heart of a whole nation. Tonight, we connect Ghana and beyond to reflect. And we connect after the break.
55, 78, 78. Hey, Charlie. My network is really killing me. I have to pay my uncle's workers via mobile money, but the charges alone, it's about 380 cedis.
Charges alone just to send money? That's 10 bucks of cement already, my guy.
Listen, bro, you can save money on charges if you move to Vodafone Cash now.
Vodafone Cash?
Mm-hmm.
But my network is...
Hey, sending money on that your network, you pay. Sending money on your network to other networks, you pay. But guess what? Sending money on Vodafone Cash is free. Sending money on Vodafone Cash to all other networks is also absolutely free. No charges at all on Vodafone Cash.
So tell me, what are you still doing on that your network?
Massa, look sharp, then move to Vodafone Cash.
Hey, make a change the sim right now.
Yeah, sending money on Vodafone Cash to all other networks is now absolutely free.
Send unlimited amounts of money as many times as you like for free.
Just dial *110# now to send money.
Mommy, explaining here. I'm a new mistake where I use cement for all your projects. That's why Gassem, with 50 years experience, was to develop various grater, what are your various jobs. What was super rapid 32.5R. On and on, you're suitable for your dream house. As you're screening, or Daduchi, Nazi, or plastering, or man, a perfect finish. Gassem, what was super strong 42.5R. Or your best suited for slab, pavement blocks, necessity your blocks, Nankasa, Hatch, pump. For the biggest construction works like roads, bridges, and your high-rise buildings, contractor Bjorn use Gassem Extra 42.5N. Mr. Bide, choose Gassem always.
In these uncertain times, stay safe and follow all the COVID-19 safety protocols.
Gassem, the nation builder.
Business. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
America, We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
So the projections from the first quarter show a higher total gross profit for the fiscal year.
Nana, who's not land you? He did a port ID.
Here are your items. Thank you for coming.
Yes, 2 for 10 cedi. Me and 10 cedi. 2 for 10 cedi.
We just you know everything according. And for whole business, how we are. The beer will be here. You will see about wow. MTN Business meant to enable your business stay ahead of the pack. Trisha Yen, I will mtnbusiness.gh at mtn.com. Fre Anna was happy Yen. I will 0244-308-111. Now you know MTN everywhere you go.
Son, we are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books and Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes 3 of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes 4 of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom. And my teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc., Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first point of call. With over 40 years' experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery and equipment. Visit our head office, Osu Akwaeji, or our office near the Osu Stadium. We're also in Tema Community 1, opposite Olam SHS, Kumasi KNUSD Campus, UC Cape Coast, and now at the Marina Mall, Airport City. Or call us 0302-764101, 764209, or 762792. Visit our website, www.kingdomgh.com.
Allianz, insurance since 1890. At Allianz Life Ghana, we have a wide range of life insurance packages to suit all pockets, from individuals, groups, associations, and businesses. We cover your employees, your funerals, pensions, children's education, and your future. Call us on 0302-267-892 or visit our website, www.allianz-gh.com, for more inquiries. Allianz Life. We secure your future.
It's important to create a productive and supportive working environment by investing in your employees' health. With a leading international track record, Apex Health Insurance is regulated and licensed by the National Health Insurance Authority to provide medical insurance services to institutional clients, families, and individuals. Apex Student Package and International Medical Solutions are all here to cushion you. Visit Apex Health Insurance Office at Zion House, Boundary Road, Shiashi, or call
0501-683-914
or 0232-000-015. In Kumasi, we are located opposite Prempe College, Sofo Line, and in Takrady, Apex Health, your preferred health insurer.
Initiative, the 100 Cities a Month Club, also dubbed Kitwa Biara Nswa, will be launched by the trustees of the National Cathedral on August 12, 2021, to give as many Ghanaians as possible the opportunity to be part of the history to build the National Cathedral.
So that is the finance minister just yesterday announcing on the floor of parliament. Of course, that government is backing the drive to raise funds to build the National Cathedral. Is the trustees, of course, who put together to make sure that building is put up. who say they're doing this. And so they are asking Ghanaians to contribute. The government says we back that. But that has generated a bit of controversy. There's divided opinion. Those who say, listen, this is not something I want to invest in. If government wants to back any move to raise funds, back moves to raise funds for build a hospital, build a school, etc., etc. And so we're going to have that conversation. Will you contribute? But if you will, why? If you won't, why won't you? We ran a poll, and I'll start with that shortly, because it's a key question, to try and tease out where you stand on the matter. Is government on your wrong side or on your right side on this very important issue? But there is a certain nuance to this conversation that I also want to tease out. So government is backing the move to raise funds to build a cathedral. 100 cities, some may say, and the finance minister, as he says, Kitwebiensa, right? A month. That appeal, you know, has divided opinion. So I wonder, by the way, why have you all reacted so positively in giving so willingly to little Oxford so he can enjoy his our day? I wonder what does this outpouring of love and giving teach us about the struggle to raise funds for the National Cathedral that has been on the cards for at least 4 years and counting, but yet one boy's brilliant letter to the mum can stir up the giving heart of the whole nation with no stress at all. It is spontaneous. It just happened. Nobody asked a thing of anybody, but just people wanted to give. Why are we not seeing that same outpouring of a giving heart by a nation when it comes to the National Cathedral? It's been 4 years. It has to take a renewed effort to raise funds for this to happen. Is there something there between Oxford's story and the National Cathedral that we need to tease out and maybe change strategy for those who believe in the building of the National Cathedral? We're going to be interrogating that a bit more tonight on Ghana Connect. And so wherever you are, you should join us. And of course, in the studio, many of my friends, connectors, have decided to connect. So I'm grateful that you're connecting. I have Isaac Boache Nyameche, who is connecting via Zoom. He's a social media commentator. He's a businessman. He's a graduate student. I'm curious to hear his thoughts on this matter. I have Maximus, an IT consultant, who is connecting the studio. His view, I'll tell you very shortly. So Isaac is obviously opposed to the campaign to raise funds for the National Cathedral. Maximus is for it and is aggressively campaigning. I'll ask him whether he's contributed himself already. Nana Kwesi Obi is a businessman and social commentator too. He's also obviously for it. And then international photojournalism blogger. I'll tell you his other title shortly because it's very relevant to this conversation. Nana Kofi Akwa is also connecting via Zoom. Reverend Kusi Boateng is a trustee. Of course, they are leading the crusade to build the cathedral, and he is going to connect on the phone. I want to give him something to his benefit, just to get a sense of where, you know, Ghanaians, at least on social media, where they sit on this drive to raise funds. And Manuel Kranting is in the studio with me. Manuel, so what question did we ask our connectors on social media, mainly Twitter? Yes. And of course, we also have Facebook.
Definitely. So on Twitter, the question that we put on both Joy FM and then Joy News account, are you willing to donate 100 cedis monthly to support the construction of the National Cathedral, hashtag Ghana Connect? And this people were supposed to answer yes or no. So for the Joy FM Twitter page at Joy997FM, there's been 1,900 votes so far. Mm. 1,900 votes so far. Now, out of the 1,900 votes that we've had so far, 12% of that says, yes, I'll vote. I'll donate 100 cedis. And then 12%.
That's shocking.
Yes, 12% says that, yes, I will donate 100 cedis. And then 88%, 88% says wow. No. And the picture, Evans, is pretty similar for those who voted on the Joy News Twitter page. So we've had 756 votes on the Joy News Twitter page. And out of that, 14% says, yes, I'll donate 100 cedis to the construction of the National Cathedral. And then 86%,
that's
86% says that,
wow,
no way, I'm not going to donate anything to support the construction of the National Cathedral. And of course, the comments that come with the vote are quite instructive. This one said, we will not contribute, and this is from at Drums, and it says, we will not contribute to build companies, rather. We are building cathedral. Besides, the youth are already crying of poor income and others, yet those leaders are finishing us up with the little we'll spend with our family.
I go to Joy News on Facebook. It had 2,500 comments. I mean, Facebook has taken away the poll option, mm-hmm, right? But it has 2,500. It's a passionate debate. And Pius says, no, please, I will try to discourage whoever is willing to do so, that is contribute, because it won't be of benefit for the Henri Guinean. Or is it a way of creating jobs for the youth? That's a sarcastic question. There's more blessing donating 100 cedis to the poor than the cathedral.
Mm. Mm.
That's his thought there.
Indeed. And this one is also from Twitter at King 1212 says, Iwanga Sakra, I don't know. Is this a question that you have to ask? The person who tweeted this, will you donate? I should donate to who? And that's a question. Like I go Benham. Something you will do and regret later, dear. Like I go Benham.
Okay, so McLean on Facebook says, it's a good initiative for all of us and Mother Ghana. However, the majority of us, the youth, are jobless. Provide decent job opportunities for us, and we will contribute wholeheartedly. Mm. So it's a chicken and egg situation here.
Definitely.
So there are those who acknowledge this is a fantastic idea to build the cathedral, but it's bad priority now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, do something first. Fix the jobs, and then we can have money to give you 100 cedis to build it.
And Eden Roy One on Twitter puts the numbers together. He says, now how much are workers being paid?
Mm.
We can't donate 40% of our salary for a politician to fulfill his promise to God.
100 cedis, somebody's 40% or something.
People take 300 Ghana cedis at the end of the month, Evans.
Well, anyway, it's true.
Yes. And so, 40% of our salary for a politician to fulfill his promise to his God, whilst my promise to my God is yet to be attended to. Me cry, I need donations to pay my rent.
Very interesting. The very final one, I will come, there's a lot of views. Anthony says, if they won't increase our salaries, why should I contribute 100 GH cedis? Whilst there are so many churches here in Ghana. But wait, why are we Ghanaian donating 100 cedis whilst churches in Ghana here pay taxes to the government? Okay, they don't pay.
They don't.
I may ask, what are they doing with that money? Okay, so they are not paying taxes. So what are they doing with that money? Ghana, it shall be well with us. Only we people will depend on God and not the selfish and incompetent. Of course, he goes on to, of course, this is a spillover. So they says that I leave the churches to contribute and build, yes, their own church.
Mm.
Don't bring it to me. Let me bring in my connectors. Nana Kofi Akwa, where do you stand on this debate? Do you belong to the 80% plus who say they won't contribute, or the 12% who say they will?
So, in short, I will not contribute. I will not contribute. And my reasons may be a little different, but I feel because I feel that my opinion was not sought when they wanted to build a cathedral, and so people like Maximus, who have been rooting for the cathedral since the beginning, I'm sure he would even be happy to contribute 1,000.
Can you see him in the studio when you said it? He's giving you. Can you please show him that's Maximus? Yes.
You know, but I will not contribute. But however, I have to say this: if the honorable minister who said this, I know that he's very famous for his Christian faith. If he issues a statement that condemns the deliberate and the continuous harassment and persecution of members of the LGBTQI community. If he issues a statement that condemns that and lets the nation know that as part of Christian love, we have no New Testament precedence for persecuting and harassing minorities. And so as a Christian, he condemns the efforts. I'm sure that I would even be happy to double my contribution.
Very, very interesting take on this. Maximus, what do you say? You are possibly on social media one of the most vocal advocates for raising funds for the National Cathedral. You just heard your friend say, I won't. His reasons are known.
Yeah, I think it's very personal. I was not surprised when you did your polls, because usually when it comes to contribution towards a lot of projects, you have the a lower number of people ready to fund those projects.
So, however, but this is a different one, right? What are the percentage of Ghanaians who are Christians? 70% plus. I mean, huge numbers, right?
Yes.
I mean, and so they believe in God. And I'll come to Nana Kufi Akwa himself, because I understand he's a pastor. I'll come to that shortly. And so, this is supposed to be different.
This is not the only church building. We already have church buildings. This is a national cathedral, a social edifice. It's not a non-denominational church service facility for Christians all over Ghana to come and have fellowship in that building. So for me, the whole idea of trying to position it as a temple or a Christian shrine for Christians to come and worship is wrong, you know. And sometimes when it comes to things related to Christianity, we sometimes overflog it with a lot of fake news. Do you know that there are more churches in the U.S. than schools? There are more churches in U.K. than schools. But you see a lot of people posting content on social media that we have more churches in Africa than schools, or we have more churches in Africa than factories. When you go to the developed countries, it's there. Notre Dame that got burnt was built 1163. It's over 800 years old. When it got burnt, billionaires donated millions of pounds and euros to have that facility built.
Why?
It's a cathedral.
Yes.
You go to Czech Republic, you have cathedrals that are over 150 years old.
Okay, so, I mean, the question I'm asking, I'm trying to tap into, why will Maximus, what is your personal reason for doing it? Is it because just it's a cathedral?
No, you see, there's a religious aspect. I'm a Christian. I believe in
articulate
that.
Articulate it. I want to hear your personal reason.
So I am for it. There is also the infrastructural aspect. So we have a 5,000-seater facility with a lot of other auxiliary services. So Bible school, a museum, a music school, a facility that you can use for maybe presidential inauguration, funerals, and all those other national events. A facility that can seat that. You have a facility that has been designed by one of Ghana's best and one of the best architects in the world.
So why don't you build a convention center, like a national theater, bigger than that, and then so we all go there and chill and have the funerals.
So why is the U.S., they have national cathedrals, other countries have national cathedrals. They built it over 200 years ago, 300 years ago.
They solved a lot of their national problems.
We have problems. Conference center, we have national theater there. There's construction going on at the trade fair for a convention center. So for me, the national cathedral adds to the social infrastructure of the country, not just the educational and what that we talk about. Churches build schools, they build hospitals, they build all sorts of things. They give scholarship to people in thousands. So if government is leading the project to build a national cathedral where we can use as a place where when we are inaugurating MPs, when Kofi Annan funeral happened, you have to do it in the open, in front of the forecourt. MPs were inaugurated in the tent. These are things that we can do in a national cathedral.
Let me ask you a question. Were you for or against the new chamber for parliament?
When they
dropped that chamber. Remember when the parliamentarians wanted to build a new chamber for themselves, because they also made the argument that they inaugurate us in tents and the place is too small, blah, blah, blah. Did you support that or you're against it?
I don't remember whether I was for that or not. But okay, as for the National Cathedral, from the onset, I have been for it.
Okay. Yes. So, the main reason, because you're a Christian and it's an expression of Christian values and faith.
That's one.
And then obviously
infrastructure.
The practical right. other reasons.
There's a tourism benefit too as well.
Okay.
Right? People will come here, will come and look at the National Cathedral, which people do when they travel to other countries.
Mm.
Right? We do that all the time. It adds to the skyline of the country. Look at the beautiful mosque on the Nima Highway. There is no way you will talk about Ghana that you will not put a camera on that beautiful facility. This is one of them. There's a National Independence Square, there's National Theater, there's Conference Center. We need more of these facilities.
Okay, let me bring in Isaac. Isaac, do you agree with Maximus? And Isaac, please unmute if you have muted. It's a Zoom connection, so we can hear you.
Yeah, good evening. Obviously, I have some disagreements with what Maximus said. I mean, if I'm to be put in a position to donate, probably I'll donate with a fee check if they will allow it to cash out. But the problem with us and with the National Cathedral is something that keeps on coming up, where we have governments being involved in things they have no business doing. And that is why to assuage fears that this is not a religious project by government. We hear comments like this is going to be a national center of coming together. And that's why the question you asked was very important. Would you support a national convention center or a national auditorium that is not necessarily a religious?
Hello, Isaac. I think we may have lost Isaac there. Let's see if we can re-establish Isaac. By the way, tons of messages coming through on this. I want to read a few and I'll come back to my connector in the studio here. Which cathedral, and this is to you, Maximus, which cathedral in the U.S., blah, 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 who built it? Remember the famous National Cathedral used for all the big events in the U.S. was built by a church and not the state. People misinterpret the questions that have been asked about it, especially pulling down freshly built judges' residence and other institutions and replacing them with the church.
Building Ghana's own, apart from the land they give.
Okay. Let me. Isaac, are you back on?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Yeah,
I'm
please make your point. You said instead of using the money for National Cathedral, you use it to build a convention center.
No, I'm saying that I don't support state-sponsored religious projects. I mean, the government of Ghana has no business in engaging and leading religious projects. That's why any monumental announcement about the National Cathedral comes from the Minister of Finance or the Presidency. If it was indeed a project that it does not have government funding, among other things, you wouldn't see that government would be leading those projects. And the reason why this is more important is also because we like to justify the importation of our own vanities once they feel or once they sit in with our agenda. So you realize that people justify this National Cathedral project with the Washington Cathedral, where they say that, oh, it's even done in the West. But these are the same persons who a week ago were telling us that probably should not allow LGBTQ people because it's an importation of Western values that do not sit with us. And you realize that the inconsistency is there. So there are some people who also oppose the state support for a religious project like the National Cathedral, but are supporting state-sponsored views of religious organizations who have basically come together on a private member's bill. So you realize that the state has no business in a lot of these things. And that is why, for me, I would not contribute to a National Cathedral that is hugely backed by the state. Because regardless of how you look at it, if you look at the structure of the board and what have you, it's a Christian project, and no matter how we try to talk about its benefits on tourism, etc., those are not benefits that are exclusive to building a National Cathedral. There are benefits of having a building of magnificence. And so some of these things we should check when it comes to our public discourse. But the point remains, why should it...
Okay, we lost him. Your reaction to all that? I know you disagree. Please activate this microphone for me.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes, we can hear you now.
So, good evening to you and then to our listeners. Before I proceed, I would like to read this Matthew chapter 26, verse. I think I'll take it from verse 8. So he says, when
preach on, Pastor. Let's go.
No, so let me start from verse 6. He said, while Jesus was in Bethany in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with alabaster jar of a very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. Why this waste? They asked. This perfume could have been sold at a higher price and the money be given to the poor. Verse 10. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me, and the poor will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body,
that's an interesting point.
She did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done would always be told in memory of her. Now, before I build my point on this Bible verse, I would like to tell our people who are using this National Cathedral donation to try and push their LGBT agendas to the naysayers and to the political merchants and entrepreneurs who want to create the impression that because it's not my party in power, I would oppose it, to the so-called people who call themselves Christians, who have turned themselves into advocates. They can go to heaven and earth, for the LGBT bill is coming to pass. And it's not only from Christian, it's not only from Christians. It is, Evans, you saw a letter from a coalition of Muslims in Ghana opposing that. We have the National House of Chiefs opposing that. And there is no argument about that. People shouldn't come and use their advocacy to come and attack our cathedral. We beg them. They should stay in their lane. We will stay in our lane. And let them know that
I'm sure you want to respond, so stay with me.
Let me go.
I'm just alerting him.
Of course, if he responds, I would have to respond. But let me also tell them that even before the cathedral was built, they were still poor. Or what have you, if they were still running their business. That is it. Even before, I now see a new passport office better than the old one there.
So you're saying that
I now see better bungalows coming up than the old one.
So you're saying that those who are Evans, poor were poor before the cathedral, and they probably will be poor after the cathedral.
Of course. Okay. Evans, let me tell you something. Even in the United States, there are still poor people. But it's the greatest country in the world. So are you telling me that because we have challenges as a country, we can't do anything about this? We can't take steps, or we can't do certain things to put certain icons on our map? Are we saying that because we have challenges in our education sector, we can't have edifice to draw certain foreign value to our country? Why do government pay part of pilgrimage fees for people to go to Mecca? And you think the mosques and everything in Mecca was built by the Muslims there? It was being backed by government. Why do our politicians, when they went power, why do they travel to Israel and go and pray in Israel? They equally have churches in Ghana. Why didn't they stay there? So I'm telling you, Evans, in Ghana, in every issue, you have the political twist. And the latest one is the LGBT thing. And for them, they can go and hack the nearest transformer. We care less about them. We don't want them. We don't want any LGBT. I fully support Sam George. In fact, right from here, I'm going to my bank. I'm calling my bank. I call them. It's past 5. I'm going to do a standing order of 200 cedis every Monday to debit. I will do it. And if I get something extra, I'm going to buy cement bags and go and donate it.
Okay.
Christians are becoming too hypocrite. The hypocrisy of Christians in this country is becoming too much. And it's because they are not real Christians.
hold that thought for me. Max Jones, I'll come to you shortly.
Yeah.
But IGP, I'll come to you shortly, Isaac shortly. But I want to quickly bring in Nana Kofi. I think he first drew his reasoning to the LGBTQ issue. Nana?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Evans. And I think at this moment, I would have to say that my position, so this is a disclaimer, Nana Kofi Akue's position is not the position of the Accra Community Church, where I pastor. And I have to say that, Evans, if you listen to the voice of the gentleman who just spoke, you could hear the pride.
He's also called Nana.
Yes, yes. My namesake. You could hear the pride and the arrogance in his voice.
Which pride and arrogance?
When people think this country, when people say this country is 70% Christian, blah, blah, blah.
I've not said that. Evans, I've not said that.
And they behave as though we are a theocracy. I laugh. Ghana is a secular country. Okay? And fundamental to a democracy is the fact that every human being who is a citizen of that country has a right to human dignity. Now, when we talk about a right to human dignity, you would discover, if you actually take your time to study your Bible, that this is something that was truly on the heart of Christ. You see, I mean, it actually breaks my heart when I hear Christians speak this way, quickly label me or a hypocrite. It is so unnecessary. And the scripture he read, has absolutely nothing to do with a cathedral. In New Testament theology, Evans, do you know that for the first 400 years of church history, we had no church buildings?
I see.
For the first 400 years of church history, the church only met in people's homes and in synagogues. We had no church building until the Roman kingdom became Christianized. And then it became institutionalized.
The only time Jesus Christ is known to have been very angry was because they turned the church into a place of, you know, business.
But that is even not a church. This is a Old Testament. This is a whole other conversation. If you call yourself a Christian, the fundamental doctrine for Christianity is that you're a follower of Jesus. The kind of hate this gentleman just spewed, you don't care about LGBTQ people. Why don't you care about them? They are your neighbors. They have fed you. They have clothed you. They've been doctors. They've seen to you. Some of them serve with you in your church board. Some of them, you know, it's ridiculous, you know. And you sit here and speak. And on whose behalf are you speaking? Are you speaking on behalf of Christ? Because you cannot find a single scripture in the New Testament. And this is for somebody who is supposed to be a hypocrite. One single verse in the Bible where Jesus himself opened his mouth and condemned somebody for being gay. Does that mean that I think Jesus supports it? Well, no. But this is a secular country. Ghana is not a theocracy. And if we truly were Christian, it will show. It won't show in the cathedrals we build, because the Bible clearly tells us that God doesn't live in buildings built by human hands. He doesn't live there. He lives in our hearts. Before Jesus was born, the prophecy that came, Isaiah prophesied and said, his name will be called Emmanuel. Now, to the modern day person, Manuel, I'm sure it's a short form of Emmanuel. We hear the word Emmanuel thrown left, right, center. But if you think of the concept that the creator of the universe and the galaxies will squeeze himself, okay, into a fetus and be born in a human body, the creator of the universe, he will squeeze himself into a fetus and allow himself to be born as a human being. That level of humility, that's why the Bible will tell you, let this mind be in you, just as was in Christ Jesus. That even though he is God, he expressed great humility. I'm really saddened. You know, you come and sit here, you wire 200 CDs, you can make it 2,000. You can build a cathedral from your own pocket. The good news is that God doesn't live there. The good news is that Jesus loves everybody. John 3:16, Sunday school. For God so loved the world, the whole world, that he sacrificed his only son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish. God cares about the LGBTQI person. God cares about the Muslim. God cares about the atheist. God cares about everybody, because we are all his creation. You know, and he cares. That's the good news. The good news is that God really, really cares about us. You know, if you do a study of Ephesians, Ephesians will tell you we've been adopted into the family of God. Okay? It's a great adoption program. This is the beauty of the gospel. It's not about cathedrals and who has what political authority. This institutionalization of Christianity, where now it is more a political movement than a personal walk with Jesus, you know, where he is your Lord. He's truly your Lord and your personal Savior, where he leads you. You know, your life is totally yielded and submitted to him. And he's truly your Lord. That is what Christianity is. Christianity is not a name I bear. But Christianity is not a denomination. It is not a church I go to. It is not how many cathedrals. And for those saying it's tourism, listen, I live in Kokrobite, okay? Before COVID, the number of people tourists Kokrobite attracted, and see the road. This country has so many opportunities to make wealth. We are a blessed nation, truly blessed nation. And yet, because we've been brainwashed as part of colonialism, as part of people who don't understand the Bible teaching us the Bible, and we feeling superior, you know. So the biggest evidence of somebody being filled with the Holy Spirit in Ghana is the fact that they shout in tongues to disturb their neighbors. But if you actually get to understand that when somebody says they have received the Holy Spirit, they are saying that the spirit that created this universe, okay, that created the ant, the wisdom that created the ant, the wisdom that created the galaxies, the wisdom that brought order in Genesis 1, brought order into creation when there was chaos. You are saying that spirit lives in you. And yet the only evidence of all this supreme being living in you is that you hate somebody who is different, or so you shout in tongues to distinguish your
neighbor. Let me quickly bring Maximus in back and hear Nana.
He responded to me.
Yeah, so very quickly, just, because I want to hear Maximus.
All right, yes. So Evans, I don't know, his name is Nana.
Kofi.
And he said he's the leader of Accra Community Church.
No, he didn't say that. He just said that this is his personal view.
So he doesn't represent that. Disclaimer.
Yes.
So that the church is different from his personal positions. If he's being honest to himself, why issue a disclaimer? Because he knows that what he's saying, what we came here to discuss, is about National Cathedral. But what he's literally doing is trying to use New Testament theology to justify gayism and just lesbianism. That's what he's saying. If he says somebody's arrogant pride, that's your definition. I haven't issued a disclaimer. I spoke to that same Bible, and I can give him Bible verses. I can give him quotations, about five of them here. If he is saying he's a pastor, he will go there and he will know that same Bible that he's speaking, that he's saying that portrays love, also portrays certain hate against some of this act.
Okay.
And we know, then that is one thing. That was one of the reasons why Sodom and Gomorrah had to go through those ruins.
So let me end. He shouldn't just say somebody's arrogant.
Somebody is this. That's not what we are discussing.
Yeah, let's come back.
What we are discussing is National Cathedral.
Yeah, but he gave a reason.
No,
why
he's saying that if
contribute.
The finance minister should issue a disclaimer and support gay and lesbianism, and you know, condemn the new bill going to parliament, he would donate, which means he is literally trying to use LGBT as a
bargaining
chip. Can I clarify?
That is his view.
I want to hear Maximus. I mean, the reason for people doing or not doing it's very. That's why I started by asking. Let me hear Maximus.
Yeah, Evans, Maximus. The whole idea is, you see, they are misconstruing the whole concept of National Cathedral. Nobody is saying that we are building a chamber and hall for God to come and live in. Nobody is saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So the cathedral is not a living place for
God. So what are you doing then?
We are not importing God from heaven to come and stay in the Ghana National Cathedral. Jesus preached in temples and synagogues. Even when you talked about widow's mite, he was in the temple preaching. When the Holy Ghost came upon the disciples, they were in the upper room. They were in the building. They were not in the open. When Jesus, he was not left on the cross, somebody picked him and put it in a tomb. Why didn't they leave him on the cross so that you can resurrect on the cross? There are some things that are natural. Churches, when Paul was writing to the churches, and they were not meeting just anywhere. They had places where they were meeting. So if you were meeting in communities because you were in somebody's home, because maybe you were about 10 people, 100 people. Now, if you have a church that is 4,000, 1,000, and the rest, you can't come and, you can't come to Evans' living room and come and organize church service there. There's some level of privacy and the rest. So they started building church temples and the rest, like they used to. There were temples before Jesus Christ, and temples came after Jesus Christ. So let's not think and undermine the whole project that we are building a place for God to live. Nobody's
He's doing 300 cities, 200, 300 cities a month. How much have you contributed so far?
I tested the short code to make sure it was working. So I gave 50 CDs. And I'm going to do my...
But they said 100, right?
No, so... I was just checking the app.
So this is a test donation.
So you can give one off, or you can do subscription.
Okay.
So I'm going to do the subscription, and I'm also going to do as and when I have the money.
So I have question. I have a question for, and I'll come to.
I contribute for church building, school buildings, PTA meetings. I contribute for so many things. I pay people school fees. So the fact that I'm going to contribute for a national cathedral doesn't mean I'm wasting my money.
So if somebody
is in the village who doesn't have a school building, you know that person doesn't have it. So you go and organize people and contribute and help that person. But don't use it as a counter-argument.
Can you address Isaac's initial question? If what you're saying is true, why is government involved?
When you talk about Vatican, is government not involved? When we talk about traveling to Israel, tourism driven by Christian pilgrimage, is government not involved? If you are going to Mecca, is government not involved? So what is he talking about?
So, Isaac, yes. Isaac, let me hear you.
You see, it's funny to use Vatican as an example. This is an independent state that was carved out of religion. Like, they exist so that they can protect their religious purity. That cannot be compared to Ghana.
The
point Nana made that was not understood by the other panel member. It was not his arrogance as a person. It was his arrogance of living in a Judeo-Christian society where these religions are the ones that thrive, and so everyone else does not matter. Now, if everybody was to belong to these religions, there would be no problem. But the problem arises when now Wesley girls want to stop somebody from fasting, but the Muslims cannot say anything about it, because then the same argument is made that Christians are in the majority over there, so you go by their rules. You can't rule a secular country that way when you allow the state to be the leader of these projects. And that's what we continue to say. And that's why even the Bible verse that he gave, it was not the king, it was not the government that was pouring oil. It was a private citizen that wanted to use her own resources to make Jesus smell good. That is different from a state-backed national cathedral. Nobody cares what you use your money for as a private citizen. The chairman of the board of the national cathedral could have as well come out to announce all these things and stated that they want to build a national cathedral. Everybody joined the Muslim community in the beauty of it when they celebrated their cathedral. But it was not a government-led project. Because the problem with the National Cathedral, it seemed poisoned from the start. Let me just finish. It seems poisoned from the start because the pledge came from the president. And so it seems like a vanity project. That is the problem. That is why people are raising these concerns. So there's a lot of things the state must stay out of.
I want to quickly bring in this dimension to the conversation in the next 10 minutes, because for me, I think it's interesting. And Maximus, I'll start with you on this.
Right.
So today we woke up to this big social media craze. In fact, it's transcended social media. You play in social media a lot, so you saw this. Little boy, Oxwell writes his letter privately to the mom, ends up on social media. The whole country now is agog with the talk. Not only that, genuine letter out of people's hearts. Everybody's donating, want to do something for the boy. It's just genuine and spontaneous donation, right? You flip that. The National Cathedral has been on the drawing board for 4 years now. There's always a call for donations, and we still don't know how much they've done. And if you pass that, it appears nothing really much is happening. I mean, What do you read into that? It's clearly Ghanaians are willing to put their hearts, their minds, their money and effort behind something, as Oswald has shown, if they love it and it's natural and they believe in it, right? And yet, if you switch it to National Cathedral, they have a struggle. You saw the poll, 80% plus say they won't. Doesn't that show that the promoters of this maybe misjudged the mood of the country on the matter, such as a National Cathedral, that it's not a priority, they don't want to do it, it's just one man's ambition?
I think I understand what you mean, but the thing is that, you see, the Oswald is a young person, does aspirational stuff, so we Ghanaians always give to us things like that. We contribute to cancer center and we contribute for people to have their medicals done. That is something.
But the argument there is, isn't that
it's
because
life and death?
Exactly. Isn't that because it is important to people?
Yes.
And they don't see the National Cathedral as an important matter to invest in.
There's something they call something that is necessary, is important, and something that is urgent. Oswald's one was urgent because he needed something to.
He just needed a series and Sprite and it's.
Yes, but it doesn't mean that it will last him his whole lifetime.
Yeah, but there are accounts being set up for him right now for his school education.
Fantastic.
Banks are coming. But that's my point. I mean, banks, how many banks have gone in to say, I want to donate for
Evans,
National Cathedral?
How many
Cathedral?
People want good roads?
Almost everybody.
How many people pay taxes?
That's a very difficult one.
So,
not as much.
So why don't we like paying taxes, but we want good roads? But when it comes to contributing to either do a party or a funeral, we're able to do it.
Yeah, but what has that got to do with the National Cathedral?
There's a social construct. There's an understanding. Oswald, we all help. We know Cathedral to take some time to finish it. So we all contribute. Our widows might.
But people say they don't want to contribute.
Evans, when National Theatre was being built, people resisted it. When Conference Centre was being built, people resisted it. When even Free SHS was coming, they resisted it. Everything you do, you have an opposition to it.
Yes.
So for me, the right time is now. The future is not what you expect, it's what you create. Let's build a National Cathedral. Let's all have it built. Very soon, we'll all be proud that we have a facility built by David Ajayi, who built the slave museum in the USA, where people go travel there and go and have a look at it.
My question to you, and I'll come to Nakufi Yakov
for a short. Have you seen the design?
Yeah, I have seen it. My question to you.
I'm sure it was built in Rwanda.
Churches raise millions and millions and millions of CDs every Sunday.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Why aren't the churches simply taking this up and doing it and building it up for Ghanaians to contribute?
I think we would have to clarify this. The finance minister didn't make that appeal because the project doesn't have that resource bank.
Yeah.
It's like, Evans,
we would have seen the results of
Evans,
by now.
I'm
4 years.
But that work is not small work. Evans, I've been involved in projects. I told you I do building related stuff.
But
even
in 4 years,
when we were doing the NTA
something.
Tower, we spent close to a year and a half just on the foundations. This is a long span project. So you would feel like the thing is not coming up. But when you peep through the hoarding, you know that there is a lot of, because you have to know that they did demolition, they did site clearing before they started the excavations, and you have to do soil tests. So you see, it's a process. Now, Evans, let me go back to the question that you asked. The finance minister only used the mid-year budget review like opportunity to only market the need that, oh, Charlie, you guys can still donate to the National Cathedral project. That doesn't mean that we need donation. If you don't get donation, the project is going to stall. No, Evans, my church.
But if you don't get
church,
the, but if you don't get
Evans,
100 CDs, the project
Evans,
is going
I'm
to stall.
I'm proud, and I can tell you my church. My church is Royal House Chapel International. Mm-hmm. We are doing a different church auditorium. Do you know why? The one that we have, we've outgrown the facility.
How much has Royal House Chapel donated to the National Cathedral?
I can't speak to God.
But that's my question. But that's my question to you.
Would you know? Evans, maybe they have also donated.
But churches announce how much donation every
no,
week.
No, but you know the donation Pentecost, that when Pentecost was building a prison and another project, did we know? Until it was completed. You might not know. You see, me and you, there are people in this country who do stuff. They don't even.
But this is a church. But if they are raising funds in a church for that, you will know.
I know people who
have
give.
They, okay, let me ask a different question. Have they raised church? Have they raised money in your church?
Ask questions. You don't even want.
No, but I'm asking you a question. It's a simple continuation.
You don't want me to just end my
final question. Final question. Have they raised funds on a Sunday in your royal house chapel for the cathedral?
You see, let me tell you something.
Well, that one you should know.
No. I'm coming. Mm-hmm. Every leader of a church have a vision for his church.
Mm-hmm.
Based on whatever relationship or whatever revelation or whatever doctrine he whatever revelation and wisdom he received from through prayer, through the reading of the Bible. What I am saying is that there are churches supporting this project that probably they don't even want people to know.
But
I gave you an example.
So your answer to my question is no, it's not happened.
When the Church of Pentecost was doing their convention center in Kaswa, I happened to have a place around that side. I knew that project. Pentecost members didn't even know.
Yes.
I know ICGC doing another project around the Bush Road area.
Mm.
More people don't know because I'm a construction person.
Okay, so but my question
I'm
is
just
that
coming I'm a construction person, so I would want to be inquisitive. I would want to find out what's going on.
I get your point.
What
open.
I'm saying is that even in our individual churches, he's a pastor. Nana knows it. People donate and they will tell
you. Okay, I get your point. But I'm saying that if the church in the open church on Sundays raising money for the you will
that's
know.
What I'm saying that.
So
that
it hasn't
that is
happened.
What I'm saying that.
Okay.
For now, that has not been done.
Exactly.
No, Evans, I'm coming.
Yeah.
That has not been done, and that also means that it's not every time I go to church. Like this weekend, I'm traveling.
Okay.
So
no
it might also be like it's been done,
and
but I'm not
know.
There.
Okay. I
but
it.
The church that I know, and the church
Maximus,
that I'm
has your church done it?
It's supporting this project.
As a church.
I don't know about my church. We're almost done with our new project. Very beautiful.
So all the churches, you are investing in your own, but you are leaving this one.
You said before the cathedral.
Why the national cathedral is a big deal for churches and the Christian community? Why don't you, the churches, do it?
Christians can give towards the national cathedral the way.
But the churches can also do it as groups. As groups.
You watch
Sundays.
Churches are going to donate.
For 4 years. 4 years. You can't tell me they've done it. 4 years. When else?
There was COVID. People were even church. Hey, were not even at
if the church on Sunday wants to raise money for the pastor to travel first class to London, they will do it tomorrow. Build the national cathedral. You're saying 4 years.
Okay. Give a timeline.
Let me bring Nana Kofi Akua.
Just a quick one. Do you know? Even just a quick one. Just a quick one.
No, I don't have time. I want to get
I'm just telling you something.
30 seconds.
You know that most of the cathedrals that we see in Europe, in US, some of them. It took over 100 years
to finish.
Okay, no problem. Hello, Nana. Yeah, Nana, give me the final word on this.
I'm happy that, and maybe just to even make it a lot more controversial. Evans, you know, as a journalist, that about 90% of the crimes that are committed in Ghana are poverty or economy related. Poverty, mainly poverty related. And that's why, just to, since the Church of Pentecost building prisons was brought up, I felt that they had greater opportunity to help. And this is a church that has a lot of young people. They had great opportunity to use the money to make sure that the young people actually made money, you know, instead of investing in prisons. So I'm ending with even more controversy than I started with. But finally, these are my final words, that Christianity is a life that is dedicated to working with Jesus. It's not a political statement. It is not a national identity. It is not in your first name or last name. If finally we would all stand before him and he would tell some, I don't know you. And until we get there, we would never know who he would tell that to and who he would say, well done, a good and faithful servant. But Christianity definitely is about walking with Jesus, he being your Lord, your Savior, and your life being fully committed to him and persecuting your neighbors or trivializing them or maltreating them is not what Jesus stood for. You can't, it's impossible to find a New Testament precedence for that attitude we have towards minorities in this country. Thank you.
I'm grateful, Nana, and I want to quickly end by reading out another quotation that had come in. Luke 14:28. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it?
You estimate the cost, but
for raising funds.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm grateful that you joined me for Ghana Connect on this. I know this is very. We'll see how this goes.
Notre Dame Cathedral is 100 years old.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, gentlemen.
Do you know the Public Financial Management Act, Act 2016, Act 921? As a procurement and public finance manager, are you well-versed in the ever-changing dynamics of public finance industry? Join keynote industry experts and seasoned speakers for a seminar on public procurement and finance management organized by Trust Consult. Date, 3rd August 2021. Time, 10 a.m. Location, Alisa Hotel, Accra. Topics under discussion include public funds management, duties of a principal spending officer, Public Financial Manager Act, Fiscal Policy Indicators, Speakers, Charles Mensah, Managing Partner, Trust Consult, Thomas A. Thompson Ayer, Deputy Director General of the Internal Audit Agency, Collins Ajiman Sapon, President of Ghana Institute of Procurement and Supply. Registration fees are 1,200 cedis per participant and 1,000 cedis per two or more participants from the same company. To register and more information, call 030-224-6875 or 030-3933-739.
Guy, wasn't live sports action in 5 times clearer and brighter picture quality? As if you're also at the stadium too, Anna. Anna, open over 100 free-to-air channels. Parental access control, Anna. Anna, 7-day electronic programming guide. Anna, open channel selection and presentation pop-up. Anna, 3 months free subscription. All this for just 89.99 Ghana cedis. Hey!
Hurry now. Purchase an HD Plus decoder today for just 89.99 Ghana cedis and enjoy 3 months free subscription. Get a front row seat to all the excitement and live sports action in the HD Plus Ebosu Fili Fili promo. Visit the nearest multi-TV dealer or Electroland outlet nationwide to purchase your HD Plus decoder today. Promo lasts from 7 June to 9th August 2021. Offer valid while stocks last.
We know the dream is big. We know the passion gets you going, and you have the potential to make great strides. The Chartered Institute of Marketing, Ghana, has always been an avid supporter of industry excellence and innovation. This is why we are excited to announce the CIMG Professional Marketing Qualifications. CIMG has designed practical courses to help you make that dream a reality right here in Ghana. We are geared up and ready to support you on this journey to becoming a world-class professional marketer. Register today and be on your way to greatness. For more information, call us on 055-274-6592. Visit our website, www.cimghana.org, or email us on info@cimghana.org. Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana, working for Ghana.
This is Maurice, and I say keep on listening to Joy 99.7 FM.
Baby, say you love me. I'll go hold you down. Bless your mommy, but call me daddy.